It's time for another Castle Country Focus school update on KOAL ITV and KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me this morning in studio, I have Seth Allred. He is the principal at Mont Harmon Middle School. Seth, thanks for coming over and joining us this morning.
Yeah, good morning. It's good to be here.
What do we want to talk about today? I'm sure it's got to be end of the year stuff, right? And we've made it this far. We can almost see the finish line, right?
Well, we can almost see the finish line. We always laugh. You know, the basketball tournament just ended. That was fun. But March Madness is not about basketball at the middle school.
Never is. Never is. It was a great phrase that was coined for, you know, apparently NCAA basketball. But no, when you're an educator, you know what March Madness truly is.
It's the push. You know, we're getting ready into our RISE testing, which takes place, you know, coming up. We started this week. We wondered about the spring break coming up, but it's going to be nice for some of those kids to get a little bit of a break before they jump back into it.
Well, and that's what we were just talking about off air. I told my kids, you know, get caught up on everything. I know you don't want to do that for spring break, but now's the time to get caught up because in your case, when you guys go back, how close are you just to starting the testing?
We started Monday with some
of
our...
So you're on it already.
Yeah, we started Monday and we jump right into it heavy when we come back. And so it's just, you know, we're telling the parents, telling the kids, you know, take a little break, refresh yourselves, come back, because it's push from now until school's out. It is crazy.
Get rested up.
That's right.
Because, and that's, you know, a few of the principles that we've had come in and talk about is that it seems like the stretch from President's Day to now is the longest stretch because there's no time off.
And no breaks.
There's no breaks. It's
right.
Just a straight push. And you finally made it to spring break. You've got the testing, and then you'll hit it again when you get back from spring break. And then really what the kids, I guess, need to realize is in 1 month it's all over.
Oh, yeah. It's a heavy push, and we know that. You know, I've been in education a long time, and, man, that push without that break and coming into this, and it's when you're really trying to get your core pushed and things going. It's a hard time on the teachers and the students, and so it's nice to get this break in right now.
It is. So we've talked about what's going on and what's coming up. What has your year been like so far at Mont Harmon this year?
Wow, it's been an exciting year. We've had some new staff come into place. They've been fabulous. I need to celebrate our archery team. Had another state title with our archery team. That's back-to-back for them. They're getting ready to go to nationals coming up here in another couple of weeks. When you look at athletics across the school, first and second place in everything we're doing in the region, that's exciting. Some new coaches coming into there. It's just been a great year. Tom with his archery team and the score that they actually placed higher than they've ever placed. They had the highest score that's ever been scored with a middle school team, and we're just proud of what's going on. When you take in the growth in academics, we're awarded this year. We 3-4 years ago, when we first got to Mont Harmon and started this transition, we were in turnaround. We were one of the lowest performing schools in the state, and we came out as the top turnaround school in the state this year. Went on their grading level from a D to an A. So huge, exciting things going on that have happened throughout the year, and we're excited to see how it finishes up.
And you know, it's always great that you can point back and see where you've been and show that progress, because that's a great thing, especially for the school and for the district as well.
Right, and for the community, the feel at the school and what we're doing and the push that we have, it's just a great place to be. I enjoy going to work every day. You know, the kids are a little crazy at this age, and they're kind of fun. You got to take it that, but you enjoy going to work every day.
Well, and you know, that's what they all have always said is if you enjoy what you're doing, it's not work.
That's right.
It's really not.
And when you're dealing with this age group, it's just got to be funny.
That's right. And so you've got, like we said, discussed, you've started your testing already.
Yep.
And then you're going to take next week off for spring break and enjoy yourselves. Have a good time. Get it all out, though.
And be careful.
Yeah. Oh. But get it all out your system next week.
That's right.
Because then when you come back, it's another big push towards the end of the year. And have we hit midterms already?
We're getting close.
Or is that coming close?
And, you know, and we're busy. You know, baseball, softball have all started. So the community knows how crazy that is. And so another thing I want to talk about today, we're doing a new thing. It's the first time we've done this. We're busing a fifth graders up to Mont Harmon over the next 2 days. We're going to have let them get around the school, let them see what's going on during school time, and show them the schedules, where their classes are, get to meet their teachers a little bit. And then on parent-teacher conference, we've been having our annual pirate treasure hunt. We're still going to do that, and that way the parents can come and walk around the school, see what it is, get to know where everybody is and where the classes are. And open it up and relieve a little bit of that anxiety of that move from fifth to sixth grade, going from elementary to middle school.
And, you know, that's the thing is when it was just moving from fifth to sixth grade in elementary, that's fine. But, yeah, this is a big jump. Yeah. It really is. Things get different when you're at the middle school level. So that's a great idea that you guys are doing that for them. Anything else coming up that we need to talk about or let people know about?
No, you know, just we realize you're busy. We realize people are doing things. Still, you know, stay involved. Come out and see us. We got track coming up. Our track season's just starting. We'll have a couple of tournaments there. We're actually hosting an invitational, middle school invitational. Carbon High has been fabulous. I need to give a shout out to the staff up there. With our football field being down, they let us use their facilities. They've let us use their facilities for our region championship games and things like that. So a huge shout out. It's a district partnership, and it's been great this year.
All right, and it's always good when other schools can help out if you have a need, and they can take care of that for you. All right, well, Seth, good luck, I guess, is all we can say for the rest of the year. You've got it covered, though.
We've got it covered, and, you know, it's nice to come in and talk to the public, and I just got to give a shout-out to Dave's girls. It wasn't that long ago. They were little kids when I was at Sally Morrow, and now they're graduating. There's a huge shout-out.
Yeah, it's happening. It's happening. So I'll tell you what, the day that they told me that you were leaving, I had two kids that wanted to go to Wellington Elementary.
Well, they're great
just,
kids.
And we did fine, but thank you for all you've done for them and for the district. It's time for them to move on, though.
Get them out of the house.
That's right. All right. Now, for more information on this and other Castle Country Focus interviews, check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, head on over to KOAL for Castle Country Focus at 107.3 FM, 750 AM.